This week's Parshas, Parshas Mishpatim, it's also Shabbos, Mevarchim, Chodesh Adar Rishon. We are going to be blessing the new moon, the month of Adar Rishon, the first Adar. This year we are celebrating a leap year. There are two Adars. We add on a month to the year. And it says, Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, when the month of Adar enters, we're supposed to increase our joy. It's a time of great fortune for the Jewish people. And so this year we're fortunate, we have two Adars, two opportunities, two full months of Mishanichnas Adar Marbim Besimcha, of Riboy Simcha. So Hashem should bless us that we should have and be able to see this increased joy. And with that in mind, I want to dedicate this Dvar Torah for Refuah Shleima, for Yisheyahu Tzvi HaKoyim, and Rivka Chaim Baruch Ben Rachel Malka, Yaakov Moshe Ben Tzipora, Avram Simcha Ben Mali, Rivka Chana Bat Tzipora. They should all have a Refuah Shleima. So the parasha starts out, Ve'ela HaMishpatim. It has an and, these are the laws. And so the idea is that this is connecting the and, as opposed to saying these without the and, that there's a connection that ties this together to what came before. And what we see previously is that we have Mamre and Sinai, we have the revelation at Har Sinai and Mount Sinai and the Ten Commandments. And now this is an extension. The Ve'ela, the and, connects this to that. And so we then go into a long list of laws pertaining to business laws and property rights, etc. And then at the end of the parsha, there's a question as to what the chronology of the end of the parsha is. It seems to be describing the revelation again. We go back to the revelation story. According to Rashi, that's exactly what's happening. And it's a machlokas, actually in the Mechilta, as to whether this is chronologically in order or not. The other Mefarshim, Ramban, the Ibn Ezra, say that this is completely in order, and this is actually post Mamre Har Sinai, post the revelation, whereas Rashi says that this is actually something that should be recorded earlier, and the Torah is kind of laying it out of order, putting these different laws in between. But either way, there's something very weird or curious that's going on here. Now, keep in mind that the Parsha starts off with the laws of Eved Ivri. A Jewish slave person steals, and they sell themselves to pay back their obligations. They sell themselves to be a slave. And then the Torah says after 6 years, they're sent free. Now, what happens? This person, if they don't want to go free, they like the life of being a slave for whatever reason, then that person is taken and they put they take their ear and they take it to the doorpost and they put they drive something, a spade through their ear. And it's as if to say, Rashi is quoted here as saying, quoting Rav Yochanan ben Zakkai, that the ear that heard at Mount Sinai, don't steal, and when installed, therefore the person should get their ears pierced. And then it goes on and says, the person who sold himself now, that ear that heard at Har Sinai, that we're supposed to be, that Bnei Yisrael is supposed to be slaves to God, and then made himself a slave, got himself a different master, that person's ear should be pierced. So you see an emphasis on the idea of hearing, the one who heard at Har Sinai. That takes us to the end of the parsha, like bookends. The parsha starts off, this paragraph says to us that when Moshe goes up to the mountain, and it says there that Moshe came back and gave the messaging to the Jewish people, and they answered, Naseh, we will do. Then it tells us that Moshe wrote down all of these things. He then he built an altar, brought, and then put up 12 monuments for the corresponding to the 12 tribes, and then they brought sacrifices, they brought karbanot, and then it says after that, after Moshe sprinkled the blood, it says that Moshe took the Sefer Habris, the book of the covenant. He read it to the people in their ears, Vayikra ba'az neham, and at this point, Vayomer kol asher diber Hashem na'aseh v'nishma. We will do and we will listen, we will hear. So the question is, what's the change? First, their answer is, we'll do. This time they hear something, and now they say, we'll do and we will hear. So what is this Sefer HaBris? Rashi explains the Sefer HaBris is that Moshe actually wrote down from the beginning of the Torah Bereishis until the story of the receiving of the Torah. And so therefore, that's what the Torah was at that point, because the rest of the Torah we'll see is going to be played out over the 40 years of the Jewish people in the desert. So what you have at this point is from the beginning of creation till the revelation. Moshe reads that to them, and they say, now we'll listen as well. So what's the idea? Here you have this guy, he should have known better, he heard something at Mount Sinai, and then what? Because he still wants to be, he wants to have a different master other than God, we pierce his ear because he should have listened better. Now when Moshe comes and reads them this special Sefer HaBris, this book of covenant, now they want to listen. So what is missing, and what do they have to hear? So the answer is, if you think about it, what's this guy missing, and what's the whole purpose of the story, is that from the beginning, from the time of Avram until now and going forward, the point of this all is about freedom. And here's this guy at Har Sinai, he should have been listening to the Sefer HaBris, to this message of freedom. He missed the message. And that's what they're supposed to hear. And the Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, after Moshe reads them the Sefer HaBris, which is what? From the beginning of Bereishis, from the beginning of creation, we're being told the purpose here is to understand, you know what we're going towards? Our goal is to be free. And to hear, and to then listen, and to internalize the message of freedom. The guy at the beginning of the parasha didn't hear that. He gets his ears pierced because you weren't listening. But we, the Jewish people, when Moshe reads us the Sefer HaBris, what is the covenant? What's the point of this whole thing? What were we supposed to take away from Har Sinai? The idea of freedom. And that the whole process here, what we're trying to accomplish, is the idea of going towards accomplishing freedom. Ein ben choron elamisha osek b'Torah. There's no such thing as a free person except for a person who's involved in Torah. The exercise of Torah is our goal, is to become free, to become expanded, not to be confined in our human frailties and limitations, but rather to become expansive people, to be able to come connected to Hashem through his Torah, who is the Ein Sof, who is the Endless One. We are able to do that. And that's what we understood when we heard the Sefer HaBris. That's what the change was, the shift. And then we say, not just Nasa will do, but rather Nishma will hear and will internalize the message of freedom. Wishing everybody a great Shabbos and a Chodesh Tov that should be filled with tremendous Simcha.